I'm David Barron. This is The World. In a moment, roots rock from Haiti. But first, today's GeoQuiz sent us in search of a country that gained independence from Belgium 50 years ago this week. The country is shaped by the giant river of the same name, and it was the setting of a famous novel by Joseph Conrad. The answer is Congo, officially the Democratic Republic of Congo. Adam Hochschild is the author of King Leopold's Ghost, a story of greed, terror, and heroism in colonial Africa. He's in Maine. Adam Hochschild, in brief, what set Congo's colonial experience apart from that of other countries? I mean, does it deserve the epithet Heart of Darkness?
Well, the one thing that made it somewhat different was that for its first 23 years as a colony, it was not a Belgian colony. It was the privately owned colony of one man, King Leopold II of Belgium.
So he ran it like a company.
He did. Where Leopold really made his money was turning the male population of the Congo rainforest into forced laborers to gather wild rubber. And in the course of the 23 years that he owned the colony, he made a fortune estimated at over $1 billion in today's American dollars.
Well, Belgium did eventually take it over as a Belgian colony, but it too treated Congo poorly. So how do the Congolese today look at Belgium, their former colonizers?
Well, I think all the African countries have a very ambivalent feeling towards the European countries, which were once their colonial masters, and Congo's no exception. Congo has something else on its mind, though, besides the colonial period, which came to an end 50 years ago, which is that most of that last 50 years, the person who ran the country was the longtime dictator, Mobutu Sese Seko, who was in power for 32 years, bled his country dry, and for most of his rule, he was totally, unconditionally supported by Belgium and by the United States. And I think that, in the minds of many Congolese, has had a much more directly damaging impact upon the country today.
So there's been meddling in that country for many, many years. Well, the Belgians themselves have been agonizing over how to participate in this week's independence celebrations. The current Belgian king is going but will not be speaking. How do Belgians today feel about the colonial era?
Well, I just got back from spending a couple of days in Belgium, and I think there's a mixture of feeling. Some of the old colonials, people who lived there before 1960, are very sentimental about the old days and feel that they were there doing good work. And indeed, many of them are perfectly decent people who were, you know, trying to do their thing as doctors, teachers, missionaries, or whatever. I think it is possible for good people to often be part of an exploitative system, which is what colonialism is. But there are a lot of younger Belgians who really care about human rights and who want the full history of their country's relationship with the Congo told and discussed in an open way. And these people, I think, really want the truth told. So these events from the past are still very much in people's minds.
Adam Hochschild, author of King Leopold's Ghost, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.